Title: Prepare for a Perfect Storm of COVID-19 Whistleblower Claims. Content: Whistleblowers are a common character in investigations into governmental abuse. They famously have exposed covert government surveillance programs, political corruption scandals, and even led to the impeachment of the President of the United States. Some statutes also empower whistleblowers to bring claims against private businesses on behalf of the government for financial misconduct involving fraud, waste, and abuse. In the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic, we expect to see a surge of new whistleblower claims alleging misconduct under the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act, CARES Act. Whistleblower claims could be detrimental or even fatal for businesses already struggling to recover from the economic impact of COVID-19. Now more than ever, businesses must understand the risks and prepare for the inevitable emergence of whistleblowers to protect themselves from future claims. The power and force of whistleblower statutes. Generally speaking, whistleblowers are individuals who alert the government about wrongdoing by an organization. Though the term frequently refers to those alleging wrongdoing by the government, whistleblowers are also empowered to report claims of misconduct by private companies, frequently their employers. A number of statutes allow whistleblowers to bring claims for financial misconduct, including the Sarbanes-Oxley Act, the Dodd-Frank Act, the Financial Institutions Reform, Recovery, and Enforcement Act, FIREA, and the False Claims Act, FCA. This article will focus on the FCA, 31 U.S.C. 3729 et seq. As one way a whistleblower can seek redress on behalf of the government against those who commit fraud, waste, and abuse. The FCA prohibits the knowing, reckless, or indifferent submission of false claims for payment to the government. Violations of the FCA can result in severe consequences, including as much as $23,330 in penalties per false claim and treble damages. The FCA is one of the government's most powerful anti-fraud statutes, in part because its CATAM provisions empower whistleblowers to report suspected fraud and abuse against the government. The Department of Justice may elect to pursue those claims, or, even if it declines to proceed, the FCA allows the whistleblower to pursue those claims in court on the government's behalf. In 2019, the government recovered over $3 billion from FCA judgments and settlements. 81% of those cases were initiated by whistleblowers, accounting for over $2.2 billion in recoveries. Over the past 6 years, the government has recovered more than $23 billion under the FCA. Recent trends show well over 700 FCA cases have been filed each year for the past 9 years, and 84% of those cases have been CATAM cases. 1. As we discussed in a previous article, we anticipate a spike in FCA claims in the near future under the CARES Act. There are huge financial incentives for whistleblowers to bring FCA suits. Whistleblowers are entitled to 15-30% of the FCA recoveries from cases initiated by their reports, depending on the extent to which they contributed to the case, and whether they pursue the claim in the event the government declines to intervene. 31 U.S.C. 3730 D. Since 1986, when Congress amended the FCA to allow for more substantial whistleblower recoveries, whistleblowers have received over $7.4 billion as their share of FCA recoveries. In 2019 alone, whistleblowers personally received over $271 million in FCA recoveries. 2. In addition, 31 states have their own version of a False Claims Act, governing false claims submitted to state and local governments. Most states also allow CATAM whistleblowers to bring claims on their behalf and offer similar financial incentives. Other federal whistleblower statutes provide financial incentives to report fraud, waste, and abuse as well. Heightened risk of whistleblowers today. The combination of the COVID-19 pandemic, the related downturn in the U.S. economy, and the CARES Act have created a perfect storm for whistleblower claims. The CARES Act was the largest economic stimulus package in U.S. history, bringing the risk of fraud with each dollar it distributed. An unprecedented number of businesses have rushed to receive government aid to survive the economic impact of COVID-19. Many of these businesses received government funds for the first time under the Paycheck Protection Program, PPP.